Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. New research shows how toxicants can put humans at risk during their developing years. Professor of philosophy Carl Craner from the University of California, Riverside, explains how his studies relate to the developmental basis of disease.
Diseases and dysfunctions are triggered by toxicants or diet in early life. The womb was once considered as a safe, protected environment in which children could develop. Disease catastrophes caused by in utero exposures to methylmercury, thalidomide, and diethylstilbestrol, or DES, shattered this view in the 1970s. Recent research finds less dramatic but harmful outcomes originating during development. The Centers for Disease Control has found that we're all contaminated and quite permeable to industrial compounds. Babies are born with up to 200 chemical contaminants, some toxic. As a legal philosopher, I realize that our children have become haphazard experimental subjects because existing laws simply cannot protect them. Cancers can develop from in utero or childhood exposures. Childhood leukemias arise from chromosomal damage initiated in the womb. Other toxicants weaken the immune system, reducing defenses to diseases. Autism, learning disabilities, and behavioral problems emerge from early exposures to neurotoxicants. Endocrine disruptors can damage male reproduction, feminize males, and cause diseases in females. Very few chemical creations, only pesticides and pharmaceuticals, must be legally tested for toxicity before we ingest, inhale, or absorb them through our skin. The remaining 80 to 90% of industrial chemicals should be similarly assessed if we wish to protect our children from such hazards.
That was the University of California, Riverside's Carl Craner. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.